Well, good morning, everyone. I think on behalf of Georgia, and certainly our senators here who are going to address you as well, and the people of Georgia, we want to welcome our guests from Washington, our state today. We're happy to have with us Secretary of Interior, Dirk Kempthorne. Secretary Kempthorne is a former governor of Idaho, and frankly has a lot of experience personally in these issues and dealing with water resources. And besides that, he is a trusted friend and a confidant with whom, in whom I have great respect. We're also glad to have Chairman Jim Conanton of the White House Office of Environmental Quality and here with us today as well. And I appreciate both of them. Included in their delegations and along and attached to their delegations have been the representatives and regional representatives from the Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers, again with their chief, General Venterp, here with us, who formerly served this region. So he's also familiar with these issues as well. And the good news is that we've had very productive, candid, and frank discussions over a complex issue dealing with the ACF. That's the watershed in which Metro Atlanta is located, dealing with the whole Chattahoochee watershed from the headwaters of Lake Lanier to the Apalachicola Bay. And these discussions have been frank. They've been productive, and we frankly believe the basis for continued productive discussions has been laid this morning. I'm very respectful of the fact that the Secretary and the Chairman and the delegation will continue on to Alabama and have conversations with the Governor of Alabama and the Governor of Florida, and therefore we are not going to be as specific in the things that we discuss today until those governors have been included in these conversations. The fact is we will be meeting next Thursday in Washington, D.C., with all three governors and the delegations of the affected agencies and the agencies of record in these discussions to continue to have productive discussions. Also, along with this group, we were honored to have the CEO of the Southern Company, David Ratcliffe, with us this morning for the first part of the day, because certainly the energy infrastructure is also part of this watershed and meeting the many complex and diverse needs of the ACF water basin. But I come away with a renewed respect for my friend Secretary Kempthorne, and frankly a renewed respect for our federal partners who I believe are willing to work with us in this critical issue of enough water among all of us. I also come away again willing in times of scarcity to call the question. Hopefully we will not have to call the question, but if it continues, I come away willing to call that question once again over the priority of water allocation between humans and animals in this watershed. But I want to just tell you I appreciate these people who joined us, again, very productive and frank and candid discussions, and I'm delighted that they've come to Georgia to hear and to see our concerns. I think they have a better appreciation for those concerns, and we have a better appreciation of the complexity of meshing all the needs of the watershed. And I think if we continue in that spirit, we can see some productive action done that we have needed for a long time in that effort. So thank you all, and once again, I'm going to hand the microphone off to Senator Saxby Chambliss. The fact is that we've all come to an understanding, and I want all of Georgia, Alabama, and Florida to understand this. It's not just about Lake Lanier. It's not just about Apalachicola Bay. It's about every water reservoir and every watershed from the headwaters of Lake Lanier to the Apalachicola Bay, and we understand that, and Georgians are willing to do their share in understanding and sharing as good neighbors, and we'll continue to do that. But respectfully, we ask the same from our neighbors. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. To say that we're in extraordinary times in Georgia relative to our water issues is pretty much an understatement. We all know the situation that we're in here in Atlanta. We also know that downstream there are concerns, there are issues that must be addressed relative to the water availability and the water usage in our state. This is not just a short-term problem. This is a problem that's been worked on in our state for almost two decades now. And it's imperative that we find not only a solution to the impending issue, the issue relative to the availability of water for the city of Atlanta and the metro area, the availability of water for downstream users, both in Georgia as well as our partners in Alabama and in Florida, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, we need to make sure that the next generation and the generation after that have the availability of a quality supply of water for generations and generations to come. I want to first of all say to the governor that I thank him for his leadership on this. This is a state issue that needs to be resolved at state level. He has done a magnificent job of trying to corral together his partners in Alabama and Florida, and sure, we have differences from time to time. But Governor Perdue has been very much at the forefront of trying to ensure that the dialogue is ongoing relative to the short-term issue as well as the long-term solution. I also want to say to the President, thank you. Thanks for giving this issue the attention that it deserves, the concern that it deserves from his standpoint, and his willingness to engage from the standpoint of sending the right people to Atlanta today to dialogue with us on the interim issue as well as the long-term issue. Secretary Kemp Thorne and Chairman Connaughton are folks who have a direct line to the President of the United States, and I think they will tell you of his concern and his commitment to ensure that we work together as federal and state partners to try to resolve this issue both short-term and long-term. With that, I'll turn to my dear friend, Senator Isaacson.
Well, thank you, Senator Chambliss. Our state and our three-state region are in extraordinary times, and I must tell you, I've been going at this for 18 years. That's when the Tri-State Water Compact fell apart, and today's meeting was the most extraordinary meeting I've attended in those times. I want to thank Secretary Kemp Thorne and Mr. Condon for being a part of the meeting and demonstrating a focus on behalf of the administration and the President to be a catalyst in seeing to it that various federal agencies who are engaged in the decisions that have to be made that ultimately determine what we do are fully engaged. I am particularly appreciative of the demonstrated recent cooperation with Fish and Wildlife and the Corps of Engineers. They both recognize their individual responsibilities, but their collective commitment to the region and the various entities they serve, and that was demonstrated in the meeting today, which I think is going to be eminently helpful in the states reaching agreements together that are in the interest of all their citizens. I'm just pleased to be here today, and I would predict that if the other meetings go as well and as positive with the right attitude as this meeting has gone this morning, that I think it'll lead up to a very successful meeting in Washington next week when the members of the Senate from the three states and the governors and the other affected areas sit down and again work on the complex, difficult, but extraordinary issues that face us, and in the end, the solutions that must come will come, and they'll come in a cooperative spirit. Lastly, I want to echo what Saxby said about Governor Perdue. I want to thank him for his leadership this morning, but also the ongoing leadership we get throughout and the cooperation we get from his many departments, not the least of which is Dr. Couch, who's in charge of the environment and the quality of our water in the state of Georgia. So, Governor Perdue, thank you for hosting that this morning. Carol, I want to thank you for all that you do, and again, repeat to the administration and to Secretary Kemp Thorne how appreciative we are of the focus you've placed on the tri-state region and the headwaters in Georgia. Secretary Kemp Thorne.
Governor Perdue, I want to compliment this governor. I had the honor of working with him when I was governor of Idaho. This is one of those leaders that other governors look to. And today, with Senator Chambliss, Senator Isaacson, with Chairman Connaughton, with the Lieutenant Governor, with the generals of the Corps of Engineers, with Sam Hamilton, our regional director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, what we saw was the right atmosphere, the right tone, for us to have discussions that affect so many people in such a direct and critical way. The fact that we're talking about water, which we all know is a finite resource. We used to think that this was something that was particular to the West, when you think of drought. And now we all realize, the people of Georgia realize, it can be anywhere. And it's now here in Georgia. It's in Alabama. It's in Florida. And so the discussion that we had today with these good people demonstrates that we're looking at all of the different interests. The municipal uses of this water, the drinking water, safe drinking water for the citizens, for the power generation, again, necessary for the citizens, for the agriculture interests, for the fishing industries that are down below the headwaters. All of the different uses, and we have to look at that. While we focus on the ACF basin, we realize that it can't be dealt with in strictly a vacuum. It has to be dealt with in this larger view of what is important to the governors of Georgia and Alabama and Florida. The president is focused on this also. That's why the president specifically asked that I come down here, that Chairman Connison come down here, and that we meet with Governor Perdue. We'll meet with Governor Riley later this afternoon, then I'll be speaking with Governor Crist. Also importantly, this meeting then will be moved to Washington, D.C. There will be a combined meeting where we have all of the three governors, where we have the members of the congressional delegation that will all be in the same room discussing the different facts, determining what facts are accurate, what facts perhaps are not relevant and should not be utilized, and how do we move forward, realizing that it is a community. And it is far better when you have states that can come to an agreement than to have a federal court that makes a ruling or to have someone else that makes a determination. You have champions that are representing your citizens. They did it very well today. They did it in a very professional manner. An advocacy that was also combined with a realization that you have neighbors and that you look out also for your neighbors. This drought is happening throughout the United States of America. These types of meetings are happening in regions throughout the United States of America. And we will find solutions. We have in different regions. And I believe we'll find one here. And that's something that the president is dedicated to, that we're to find a solution and that we're to utilize the resources necessary. And I, too, would just like to thank the Corps of Engineers and the Fish and Wildlife Service, because they're doing what we citizens would expect them to do, and that is to work together, to partner, to share data, to have transparency, so that ultimately when the decisions come out, you can see that it is logical and that it has been done with the best of science. It's been done with due diligence. And to have your congressional delegation that have enormous respect in Washington, D.C., and to see that perhaps some of the solutions that we find in this region can also be applied to some other regions of the country. So again, they have your citizens' best interests at heart. The president has your citizens' best interests at heart, because we're all in this together.